Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Leslie put people at the heart of everything they create.
With my team at Comcast, we developed the Xfinity Voice Remote and tested it to recognize different types of accents, inflections, and languages.
New movies?
Movies for kids.
Películas para las familias.
Now 40 million voice commands a day are heard by the Xfinity Voice Remote. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good.
Congratulations on arrivals.
Thank you.
First, congratulations on your wedding.
Oh, yeah. I'm legit now.
How's that feeling?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I have to say, he's great. I'll keep him. Don't tell him I said that. Don't tell him.
It was a nice day.
Beautiful day.
Amazing.
I mean, yeah, it's so funny. It goes like that.
Totally.
But it was, and it's nearly a year now.
No.
I know, it's bananas.
I wanted to say it first things first.
Oh, thank you.
But listen, Rivals, what a show. And Maud, your character, I love her. I love that she loves herself.
She very much
violently
does.
Loves herself. You know what I mean?
That's such a good way of putting it. Yes, she's unrepentantly going for what she wants and needs at all times. And she needs attention. She needs, that's where she gets, and she'll use her big old gob.
Yes.
She'll just do anything for attention. She'll use a camel.
Everything.
To get attention.
Let's talk about the camel for a second, because obviously I don't think it's a spoiler. I'm not going to give anything away ever on my show, but at one point your character does interact with a camel.
Yes.
Please tell me there was some training.
Well, that morning I have a picture of me in my dungarees with my wig on, but not the makeup on the back of a camel going, well, that's what we're doing today. And it was just so fun. But what I wasn't prepared for was I'd be on the back of a camel in a slinky, very tight taffeta gown, high heels. And then Elliot, our director, would go, Vic, can you just kick your heels up? And I'm like, why not? But the camel
was
the most chilled out co-star I've ever come across.
That's good
just
to know.
Just monged.
Yeah.
He was just absolutely out of his mind. He was delightful. He was lovely.
The show surprised me. I said to Aidan as well, the show surprised me in the sense that I thought this was just going to be a raunchy Coronation Street. And oh my God, it isn't that. I found myself on the edge of my seat shouting at the screen, don't! Why are you doing this? You're going to ruin everything. And like, I was doing this all the time watching the show.
Oh, I love that. Like, but that's the thing. I think people think, it's popcorn. It's not. There's a big Sunday roast underneath it. Like, there's heart, there's depth that we're dealing with, misogyny and sexism, and the music is incredible, the sets are incredible, the cast is bananas. Like, the whole thing was the greatest gift to be a part of. All the actors are, and the producers and the directors are all these annoyingly talented, really funny lunatics. And so it was one of the few jobs where you don't go and squirrel away in your... trailer at the end of the day.
Set.
No, we'd all go, right, okay, we've gone from a party scene to let's have lunch. And it was a bizarre alchemy. It was great.
Did you get to go to a real life Jilly party?
I did.
Stop.
Oh no, Dave, honestly.
Was it
honestly,
everything it should have been?
It's everything. Yeah, I mean, you're in a coach with Danny Dyer, Catherine Parkinson, Nafis Williams, Aidan Turner, squirreling down these tiny little Cotswolds roads, and you end up in this idyllic British home
Palatial
and garden.
Home. Yeah.
And there is the divine Jilly welcoming you in, flirting with all the lads, telling the girls they're all fabulous. There's wine. She was able to say, that's where I wrote, and that was this house, and that was that. And it's all there in real time.
Because that area that you were literally shooting in and the area that everything's about is where she was when she was writing these things.
Yeah, and it's almost surreal because I grew up reading her books.
I was going to ask you that, did you?
Obsessed.
Yeah.
Obsessed to the point where I was going to marry Declan. And I did it. I mean, manifested the hell out of that. But it was, and I wanted to call my daughter Taggy. And
really?
Oh,
wow. Okay, you were probably upset because I remember my parents had them, but they were away.
Yes, top shelf.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do remember, I think, one of my friends being kind of obsessed with the cover of Riders.
Yeah.
And I think it was like a riding crop and whatever. Mm. And he was like, where's that book? We were like seven or something.
Oh, I love it. Well, Mum was a bit more flahoolock with her book.
Probably better.
It would just be on the bedside table or in the kitchen and I'd squirrel it away. And she'd go, where did I leave my book? Where is it? And I'd be like, I better put that back.
Do you spend much time here at all? like these days?
I come here, my daughter, my eldest is a college here.
Okay.
She's an art student here.
Amazing.
So I get to come over. I'm never allowed to go to her house because, let's be honest, it's going to be a pit. And I think that's safer for her and for
yes.
me.
Yes, but
yeah, no, I took her out last night, took my girls out last night, and yeah, I'm up back as much as I can. I'm trying not to be the helicopter mother.
That's fair, yeah.
Because I did threaten her that I might be in a bush round the corner with, you know, tater crisps and milk and bread and eggs and whatever she needs at all times.
Yeah.
She's like, you better not, woman.
Don't. So, just leave me be. Let me live
yeah,
my student life.
Exactly.
Yeah, we all did it. It was amazing. That's yeah. the way to do it. And then just back to Rivals for a second. Like, I just think the way the show has been put together, the casting, the performances, it wasn't what I expected. Was it what you expected?
It was...
At what point, I suppose, did you go, oh, it's going to be, and then it was that way?
I think I did expect it.
Okay.
I think I did. Because I think I have such a love, a growth for Gilly, and you're starting from a position where Dame Gilly Cooper was breaking the norms.
Yes.
Back in the 80s, she was a woman breaking with tradition and showing these extraordinary characters. They were aspirational, they were outrageous,
yeah.
They were funny. And so when you start, when that's your Bible, and then you have Dominic Treadwell Collins writing, and we had the amazing diverse writers' room. It meant that every character got an arc. Every character,
yes.
you knew who they were from the opening
totally.
Scene with each of them. It was so well done. The way he I think Dominic, he spent a lot of time, I want to say, in EastEnders. So he learnt the incredible skill of build it up and then knock it down
yeah.
and then build it up.
Again,
and
yeah.
it's so well structured. Then you add Disney.
Yeah.
You add the detail of Dominic Hyman and his extraordinary set deck. It was like being immersed back in the 80s. It really was.
Incredible.
It was literally going back in time.
Yeah, there was nothing about it visually at any point that I kind of felt drawn out of it.
I would be very surprised if anybody's able to watch. I just watched one episode.
No.
Yeah, good luck.
Impossible. I
yeah.
watched, I steamrolled all eight.
Did
on
you?
On the edge of the
yes!
seat, literally just going, another one, another one. It's
yeah,
amazing.
But it'll make you cry as well.
Yeah, totally. There's
yeah.
so much in it.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on Rivals. Great to see you, and well done on Maud.
Oh, thanks a million. Dave Moore on Today FM.